Hello and welcome to The Principal Source. I'm your host, Brandon Weldon, and I'm joined again today by Andrew Mosier. We're currently recording this one in a hotel room, so had a long day of travel and everything, but it's been good. So how are you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing okay, yeah.
Good. Well, can you introduce kind of this week's podcast for us?
Yeah, before I do that, I want to just start by saying thanks to a couple of people. First, I want to thank Colin, who is an alum of Westchester Christian School.
Way to go, Colin.
And it was actually great. We met his girlfriend yesterday. That was fun. But he is just editing the podcast. He's writing our theme music. So we're just so grateful for Colin jumping in and being a part of the team. And then second, I want to thank our listeners. We received some great feedback from the last podcast. We had way more listeners than we thought we would have. So that was an encouragement. So we just want to thank you. We look forward to interacting with you even more.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's get started with our episode.
Let's do it.
So this episode, we're going to be looking at the question, why should I not put my child in a Christian school? Very interesting question. But real quick, let's kind of recap, because it's kind of a continuation from last episode, which is why should I put my child in a Christian school? So we had 2 points. The first point was that God takes very seriously what we teach our children.
Yeah, if you remember, we looked at Deuteronomy 6, and the idea out of Deuteronomy 6 is one, that parents need to know who God is, and they need to love him fervently, and then they need to pass that on. And so we looked at just the necessity there for Christian education, where it's partnering with the home and teaching those same principles, those same truths in the school environment to come alongside those parents.
Yeah. And the second point was that God wants us to have a renewed mind.
Yeah. We looked at Romans 12 and this idea of a renewed mind as it comes through, you know, illumination of the Holy Spirit to the Word. And over time, that continues to be developed. And again, we talked about this partnership between parents and school where they're teaching the same things, they're encouraging students in the same way, they're taking them to God's word for how to live, and they're developing that renewed mind.
Yeah, and probably the Christian school is going to be the best vehicle to be able to do these things. We want to look at this week then. Very interested to hear the answers to this question. But what are the two reasons, Andrew, that parents should not consider Christian education?
I think that the first reason that parents should not consider Christian education, this one might come as a shock to you, is don't choose a Christian school purely for academic reasons.
Whoa, okay. That sounds a little rough.
Yeah. So before I get like nasty emails or I get thumbs down or a bad review in iTunes, let me explain what I'm not saying. I am not saying that Christian schools should have poor academics. No way. As Christian schools, we must pursue excellence for the glory of God. You know, we serve a God of excellence. We serve a God who does all things well. And so having Christian in our name as a school should always raise the bar and never lower it. So Christian is not a reason to have poor academics. Mm-hmm. But here is what I'm saying. Your chief aim for your child should never be a great transcript. Mm. It shouldn't be straight A's. It shouldn't be honor society. Rather, it should be the cultivation of holiness in their life. And Christian schools have a unique way of discipling young people. At our school, I say it this way. We're all about discipling young people, and we use school to do it. Hmm. So as a Christian teacher, they love their students, and they get to know their students. Then they have this opportunity to speak God's truth into their lives. And then they enable them to help prepare them to do whatever God has called them to do. And that's way more important than A's on a report card. A couple weeks ago, I was talking to a parent and I was mentioning the podcast and talking about, you know, some thoughts, and they said, oh, this is so easy because it's so much more than academics. And they're right on. It is way more than academics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So that's the first reason. So what's the second reason why parents should not consider Christian education?
Yeah. Before I give you the second one, I want to go back to that first one.
Sure.
A thought came to me. Mm-hmm. I would say I want to challenge the teachers that are listening to make sure that you are discipling your students. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly easy to be overwhelmed with lesson plans, be overwhelmed with the objective of the day that you have to get across and everything you need to get done and the knowledge you've got to pass on. But I would encourage you to focus more on the heart of your student than on the head of your student. Head is important, absolutely. However, make sure you're cultivating a love for your students so you can reach their heart, mm-hmm. and you're not just this dispenser of knowledge. Your calling as teachers is greater than chemistry. It's greater than English. It's greater than math, whatever it is that God has given you to teach. So I just encourage you, just go and make disciples. Mm-hmm. That's what Christian education is all about. So just embrace your calling and do it all to the glory of God. It's not easy. It's hard and it's messy. And I recognize that it's a higher calling, but it is one that is unique for the ministry of Christian education. So I just encourage all the teachers out there, don't neglect the heart of your students just to teach their head.
Yeah. Yeah. We both know, I mean, being kind of teachers ourselves, that that can become really difficult and mm-hmm. we kind of lose that focus. But yeah. That's our mission. And that's our mission as believers. And so it's the mission of the Christian school as well.
Yeah. All right. So my second reason then. So I would not choose Christian education as a last resort, or maybe as your first resort, to solve all of your child's problems. The reality is that Christian education won't solve all of your child's problems. There's kind of this mindset out there, and I've interacted with it a couple different times, that, you know, if you place your child in the right environment, so in a Christian school and the quote unquote right church, and they have the right friends and all this, that they're just going to turn out all right. And somehow there's this idea that this Christian school environment will produce a fully sanctified child by the time they graduate. And that would be great if we could do that in 13 years, but that's just not reality. And the reality for that is that your child will always take their heart to school. Mm. And so even if the school was perfect, the fact that we walked in as teachers and then your child walks in is going to make that not true. I think of Jesus' words in Matthew 12:34. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever is in my heart is always destined to come out. So there is no way around that. So you can put a child in this perfect spiritual greenhouse and they can still come out rotten. Mm-hmm. But for me, here's the glorious truth. This is what is exciting for me. This is why I'm in Christian education. Mm-hmm. It's because when that heart is exposed at school, there's a great opportunity for the teacher then to take the truths of God's word and hold it up as like a mirror mm-hmm. to that child, and then help them see what God wants them to see, so that ultimately they can be changed into God's image. I love Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 3:18, where he says that we're being changed from glory to glory or attribute to attribute. And so we have this really great opportunity then in the Christian school to say, all right, your heart was exposed. Let's talk about that. What was going on? What was happening? What were you thinking? What were you feeling in that moment? How should you have responded? And you can walk your child through that, or walk the student through that. And so when that's done at home, and that's done at school, and that's done at church, that is an amazing partnership. And I believe God is glorified in that. And I think we see fruit from that. And that's an exciting partnership.
Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a school for your child that's purely going to be academic, and it's just those reasons, Christian school may not be the best for you.
Yeah.
Same thing if you're looking to the Christian school to just be able to solve all of your child's problems. But we know as soon as people enter the Christian school, then it's already going to be broken from there. So it's just a good little recap from this episode. So these are awesome reasons, but I know we're kind of out of time. So Andrew, do you have any kind of last thoughts?
Yeah, my last thoughts would be this. We want to hear from you all. We want to know why you have chosen Christian education. So if you're on the website, you can comment there. We would love to have your comments. We'd also love to hear your questions. The principal source, we want this to be relevant. We want it to be fresh. And so one way that we can do that is for you to submit questions to us that we could start to work through from some topics. It's kind of funny now that we're into this. I was in a conversation the other day with a teacher and I said, oh, you got to stop. Like, I got to get this in my notes because this might become a topic on the podcast. So we would love to hear from you. We want to hear your feedback, but we also want to hear your questions.
Yeah, definitely. We're not trying to make this a one-way street. This is two-way. We want to be able to hear from you guys too. So anyway, thanks so much for listening and we'll see you next time.